Welcome back to Word Up with Dani Katz. I am your host, Dani Katz. I am an author, journalist, and a quantum languaging coach and consultant. What that means is that I teach people how language programs consciousness, how language programs reality at large, and how to transform reality and evolve our consciousness with language. I've also been known to cultivate and share an opinion or two or 12 about culture and consciousness and how they are evolving, devolving, and being manipulated by the powers that were. Here at Word Up, we are devoted to fostering critical thinking while supporting you in becoming your most authentic, empowered, liberated, realized, amazing version of yourself. Our every show aims to expand your consciousness, raise your frequency, sharpen your critical thinking skills, and make you giggle. And think. Given the radical uptick in censorship over the past few years, combined with the complete co-opting slash decimation of my own personal industry, journalism, I started Word Up to have a free speech-friendly platform in which to engage exploratory, solutions-based conversations with visionaries, mystics, original thinkers, and rebel badasses who are helping to make the world more wonderful. The first half of my interviews run between 30 to 90 minutes and are always posted here for free public listening. The second halves are reserved for paid supporters on my Patreon and my Locals platforms, where for as little as $5 a month, you can access all of my second half conversations along with oodles of other bonus content and opportunities to drop in with me, to drop in with our High Vibe tribe, and lots of other awesome things. In addition to interviews, Word Up also features quantum languaging upgrades, planetary service announcements, and propaganda analysis, which I call Spot the Propaganda. Thank you so much for tuning in and for sharing your sacred attention with me and our High Vibe tribe of change makers. Be sure to click that subscribe button so you can stay abreast of our every episode. Thank you for also clicking the like button, for sharing far and wide, and for leaving some kind words as a review as you are authentically inspired. As well, if you are gleaning any value whatsoever from these shows, consider supporting me on Locals and or Patreon. And as you are wanting to learn more about my quantum languaging coaching and consulting services or nab copies of my books, find me on DaniKatz.com as well as on quantumlanguaging.com. Okay, I think that's it for our housekeeping. Buckle up and prepare to enjoy this episode of Word Up with Dani Katz. Hey, superstars, welcome back to another episode of Word Up with Dani Katz. Today I am joined by wise woman, artist, author in the making, psychic sealer, mystical spiritual healer, Charisse Landis. I have had Charisse on the show before. She is absolutely a Word Up favorite. Charisse came on to talk to us about the seven sacred colors, which doubles as the name of the book she is currently in the process of finishing. And I love having Charisse on because she carries such a special high frequency wisdom that I find so rare and so uplifting. So today is absolutely a deep woo show where Charisse and I go way far outside the lines, far beyond material left-brained reality into the realms of frequency, color, and all those fun things. Before we dive in, I'm reminding you to click that subscribe button, to like, to share if you're listening on Progressive Radio Network. I don't think those are options, and thanks for being here. Buckle up and prepare to enjoy my conversation with the lovely Charisse Landis. Hey, I'm so excited to hear about this new book you're working on.
Telepathic Stargirl presentation. She's presenting Ask the Seven Sacred Colors as an Earth Guide Oracle. So basically, You can reach your higher self through the color vibrations, and that's a way to get to know that everything is vibration. And then we just assign it a color so that we have, let's just say more information than just the physical reality. And that physical reality is, you know, obvious, but there are things with subtle vision that we can include in our repertoire of communication. So it's an oracle, because it's telepathic. So telepathy means increased communication. So it simply means you're communicating with somebody even more, because a lot of times the words are just assigned meanings differently for every individual. We use the same language, like in English, say, so, but we assign a different meaning to every word. So we don't really know. It's like hit or miss. Like, what are we actually communicating? Because a person will walk away with a different understanding, maybe. And then, you know, I'll find out later. I'll be like, what? That's what you thought I said? I was like not saying that at all, you know? But so that's why I also, just being in the healing world, I had to learn as a backup system to check where people are coming from. Like, who I'm talking to. You know, like, I don't want to just like talk at people. I'm like, well, what's the joy in that? Like, there's, you know, and so the communication became paramount. And then I became more interested in like double dipping into a person's energy that is not visible through the words. But so as soon as somebody starts talking, I start looking at their colors, right? So I see that you have a light blue color around you today, for example. So light blue, so we learn, here's the thing. There are seven sacred colors, and because they're all the etheric realm. But to begin, like, we're looking at a human having a divine circuitry. And that's depicted as the cross, or like the seven chakras this way, vertical, and then the horizontal is like your divine nature. These ancient symbols are showing us that we have a true celestial origin. I mean, it's in every symbology. I'm just using that one because it's Easter time, and Easter is like the ideal passage where in terms of Christian, I study Gnostic Christian, ancient Gnostic Christian tradition, where they use sacraments as rituals to invoke the divine participation in your life. So you're not just pretending you're doing everything by yourself and you're like, I'm going to make this happen. Well, so ask, the word ask is to ask for help, because, you know, even though it's you and you have a higher self that you're dialoguing with, this higher self, your lower self. It's called that, literally, a lower chamber and an upper chamber. That's the ancient, like Dead Sea Scrolls or whatever you want to go back in time, where they depicted the chakra system that is the seven sacred colors. And so why? You know, our ancient ancestors wanted us to know something. And what is it? So, you know, it's like, to me, it's like one of the oldest artifacts on Earth to look at colors. It's like, why would we bypass it? But we don't have to, we're not asking why, really. We know why. But the colors then become our way to determine whether there's an impasse or a green light, go forward with somebody. Like, why would you talk with somebody who's, say, red and you're light blue? Like, it would just be like, what good would it be? Like, somebody's, say, for example, every color has a vibration that you can recognize, right? But a lot of times we'll ignore people's vibrations and be like, well, I'm going to talk to them anyway. But then you walk away feeling a little bit down or depleted, or like, well, what was that about, or what, you know? And then we don't need that. We don't need like dust in our face. You know, we don't need people to obscure our clarity and our purpose. So the first thing we have to do, according to my point of view with the seven sacred colors, is to ask what your true purpose for being in this incarnation is. And once you really know why you're inhabiting this body, it'll start working for you better. And when you show up for that, to me, if I looked at medicine, it would be people who do not show up for their life, their colors, their body starts malfunctioning. Like, you're not going to work that well if you're doing something other than who you came here to be. You're probably going to have troubles and symptoms and obstacles that you'd call physical obstacles, but emotional obstacles, things will be in your way. Once you start showing up, and that's like Joseph Campbell, follow your bliss, and then there's a window where there once was a door, but it's the same metaphor that once you really show up for who you came here to be, things happen. They match and they flow. And it's called feng shui. You feng shui your aura just as much as you feng shui your room, like your world. It's like flow, wind and water make things. So you're moving your soul, animating your flesh vessel, earthen, container where you are becoming the real purpose for a lifetime. And then you're just using it to do whatever your soul tells you to do, to show up for. So the goal is to not think, because thinking is a dead end. At a certain point, you can only go so far, So then when you add your soul's purpose to why you're here, you have a better chance at being happy. Because see, like when you use your body for what it's really came here to be and to do, you start to feel flow and happiness. And happiness is when you feel like having fun, or like something like spontaneous. So now we're in the land of the heart when we get like freed up from, there's a lot that the heart, you have to earn to you can't just care about everything out there. It's like about caring about in here. And so it's good to have a heart and to care about everything in the world, but that's not who we came here to be. Like we came here to be a specific contribution to create beauty, just like a branch like pushes out a leaf. We are very much photosynthesis beings. In fact, we're plant, I call us humans, plant animals. That's one of our names, because we have a photosynthesis proclivity, which would be like quantum leaps. We call those quantum jumps, where we'll go toward more life. But we have to know what life we're going toward. Of course, we're going toward more to be alive. The meaning of life is to live, right? So like your life is came here to live. Hello. And life was rooting for us. It wants us to live. It wants to succeed. Life is here on a mission to live. And anybody who wants to join in then is helped, because then you're just like saying, here, I'd like some more life over here. And then okay, but if you don't put your hand up and have a container that would animate to do who you came here to be who you are, well then it's just, I don't know, you could call it a circle game of sorts, like where you're just a lifetime check, check, it's done. It's very short, it's a brief window. And so we come here to fulfill this window. And the goal of the ask the seven sacred colors is that you don't die. So you understand you're here for this, but it's just a st you're just stopping by, like you're dropping into this lifetime to be, on a, you have a purpose. We have purposes, and your purpose is okay. So let's look at, we got light blue somewhere. So I have a chart here I want to show you, and we'll look at the light blue here. And the light blue is in the communication center. So you basically are, you have to do your groundwork in life. You see, you have to lay your platform. That's what they call the lower chamber. That's the platform to launch your life from. Once that's really good looking, you get to inherit your divine direction, because now this is functioning and well and ready. But before you get this in order, that's why people have to do first things first. It's not like don't skip over any colors, because you don't know you're in a color, but everybody is. So once you become more aware that you have a color and that I can see your color, well, shouldn't you know what your color is if I can see it? Really, I mean, it's not a, it's not a dare. But in a way, it kind of does say something like, well, how come I can see your color and you don't know what it is? So it's really good to get savvy on your own vibration, because when you're in a vibration, you can recognize it too. Like I'm in the orange right now because I'm writing. I'm when I write the book, I have a, well, here's the, here's, I have a picture of the aura. But when you have specific colors that are indicating your reality, there'll be telltale signs of what's happening in your life. So you're like, oh, no wonder I need more boundaries, or no wonder my creativity is of utmost importance right now because I'm in orange. So you can dip into colors as well and have them. The point is you can fill yourself up with colors, and you must. You must choose your color. Just, it's your spiritual style, just like what you wear. So you got to choose a color to achieve well-being. You know, you don't want to just be like held hostage by the people's dull, like, say like a colorful personality is nice to be around, right? But there are a lot of dullards who talk a lot and they don't really, they're not fun. Let's just say, like, it's really easy. Am I having fun or not? You can't have fun all the time, but it is a nice, healthy response to, I mean, if I look outside and see a squirrel, they're poking around having some fun. I mean, they're not really like, oh man, I gotta look for this nut. Oh, not dead again. You know, there's no real drudgery indicated through their activity. They look like their life looks like it enjoys being alive. So what about the humans, Homo galactic, Homo sapiens sapien, now Homo galactic? So when you're interested in the paranormal supernatural realms, which is, we call this color realm that, because it's an invisible realm, right? But until you can see it, it's invisible. When you start to sense it, you don't have to always see it. You can just sense it. Sense that the vibes have color. So you learn to appropriate which vibe is which color. It's like a mood ring, right? Where you're kind of like, oh, that's, then mood rings were great in the 60s because they really indicated your color. And then people would be like, oh, you're green, your ring is green, or like, oh, you got, you know, dark blue, what's that? So people were paying attention to biorhythms and emanations from the body. And that fell into unpopularity in most media. So what we're bringing back is a ability to heal yourself with color. Like, we could say make ourselves whole, because, you know, when you're whole and feeling good, you're healthy. So you're not really healing. You're more like becoming whole with color. And you can pick a color. You can like inhale it, exhale it, fill your body with it. And then you just feel like each color has a different feeling. So like if I did pink right now, so say we could pick a color and bring it into the bottom of your feet. And then you just, I'm going to bring in some pink. So like bring in the pink through the bottom of my feet, through my legs, through my torso, up my chest, up my arms, through my neck, out my mouth. I'm even exhaling pink now. And you can pick a color of your choice when you do this. And you feel your aura, which is your energy field, with that color. And then you fountain it out the top of your head. And now you're in like Lando pink. Or any color. You can decide which color feels like what. So like, say you got a pink color on board. How does that pink feel? You know, it's like, what is the vibration? I had to memorize colors, right? An artist knows colors by heart, right? When you work with colors. But like I memorize the meridians too. Like I had to memorize the energy, like lines in the body. And then I memorized the organs and the organ networks. And you memorize all these layers and layers. And, you know, you memorize the air, earth, fire, water. And then you look at the five elements, four elements. You layer all of these blueprints of our soul, like to understand who we are. But that all still is trying to figure things out. And it's good to do that. But the colors transcend your ability to rationalize reality. So it's now you're in a land where you're getting answers and directions that you're not having to do yourself. So you can... It's a very big gift. I feel like for me to leave my gift to the world is to help people to have an easier life, because people try really hard. They try so hard and then they get exhausted and they get worn out and defeated and competitive, all this stuff. And it's not really helping life. So Earth's life is it's beautiful, right? So there are ways to go about creating more beauty, and this is the technique of the seven sacred color, the oracle, where you find your higher self through the colors. And basically you're asking for help all the time. It's not just like you're doing everything. The ask, the seven sacred colors, is about asking for that higher self to show up and lead you. You did your work. Now you're just being like, okay, what do I do next? So you can lean back and take a nap. If you're not getting a direction, you don't have to do anything, because now you've already handed it over, and it's then you have to rest, because when you're asked to do something, you better have the energy to do it. You're not going to be like, oh, I have burnt myself out, I can't do it. So it's important to hand it over to a higher divine, higher self, your life over for guidance for every single circumstance, which is every color of your life. And the colors are pathways to experiences. And so you hand it over and then you listen. If you hear something, you do it. If you don't get a guidance, you kick back. Take a chill pill, like chill out, just relax, have fun, go for like a swim in the stream, whatever. I know you're near traveling streams sometimes, but that's this stuff. So what color did you choose? Did you choose a color? I know we did that really quickly, but
I chose pink just before you
you did it
said
with me too. You
pink.
did right before I said it.
Yeah, just before you said it, I had chosen it. And it's
And
funny because I had set before, oftentimes before I do these interviews, I'll set our crowns at matching colors so that we could sync our frequencies. And I set ours to orange. And then you said that you're working with orange.
I didn't even ask you to do that. And I think it's so fantastic, because it is a really kind of that's a psychic tool where we match our crown chakra color. And you can do that to an environment as well. But when you're talking to a person, then you agree to look at that side of the elephant. You got a bug?
No, my light just fell. Just
Oh,
ignore
your
me.
light. It's like you agree to look at something that there's a million things to look at. If you're just going to talk to somebody, that's a really fabulous point right there. Because if you have a jillion things to look at, if you choose a color to match it, you're looking at everything from that side. So now we're looking at through the color of orange, the creativity. Uh-oh, I can't hear you. Can't hear you.
How about now?
There now.
It's that kind of day.
You're looking great moving
Yeah,
around.
well, I was curious about this because a lot of these tools I've just kind of picked up through attrition, but I haven't gone through, I didn't go to Berkeley Psychic Institute, but I know that, back in the day, because we're former neighbors, but one of the things, one of your many realms of genius is as a psychic. And I've heard you say so many times, oh, I'm going to read you at blue, or I'm going to read you
Okay.
at purple. So, A, does that tie into what you're talking about? And B, can you kind of walk us through like what that tool is actually doing?
The interesting thing is that we live in a world of color for the most part, if hopefully you can see some color in your world. And those colors are communications. I learned about this like maybe 10 years ago, really more about it as I was lying in bed one day. There was this rectangle of just a light yellow color came in through my window. And I watched it just kind of flounce across my room and go through my armoire. And I was like, I was watching it going, oh. And I learned through Jungian analysis to, ask, really. This is the basis of my life is asking, what is that? It helps so much when you ask, like, what things are, as opposed to, reacting or like, what is. So I asked, and it said, Oh, I'm happiness. And I was like, oh, yeah, happiness has an energy to it. So you learn as you become more aware of things.
When that happened, were you already running happiness and therefore
No.
magnetize
I
this?
don't
Or
even, I didn't know.
why
I
did it
promised it
show up?
was.
I mean,
It was
was this,
resonant.
has this happened before that colors
No,
just
that
show
never
up?
happened where I watched something. I've done dreams that come to me and I'll say, what is this? Or why are you here? Or whatever. But in terms of colors, they're a vehicle to speak with what we call, we can call it the afterlife. We can call it like the land beyond this land, but it's right here. Like there's more ghosts with us today, in fact, than there are like you and I and people listening. I was on watching myself on camera to see if I was on the camera, and I was so distracted. There were so many orbs of light that were, I thought there was something wrong with the screen. I had a flood of all of these lights, and then they were like floating around the screen. I was like, oh, these are people blessing our talk, energies blessing us. And I was like, oh, that's what that is. So then I asked, I was like, what is this? So I think that learning how to ask is paramount to it's the first step. Asking, it's a simple approach to know that everyone has a color. Do you have to train at a psychic institute? Well, if you're particularly interested in the paranormal and supernatural, then you are a divine star seed. You are galactic, homo galactic, as we're being called now, which I like, because telepathic Stargirl is presenting this material. So that's the alter ego, I guess I could say, of myself, where I've always been interested in what is invisible, because this is, I guess, it's my nature, So then, as you learn, if you're really interested in supernatural paranormal activities, not the ghost, but I mean, you're aware that you're not alone in the room. So what do you do with these people in your room? They will match your color as well. So these disincarnate souls also have colors. So you're not just alone when you have a mood. You've got not just the people in your world maybe matching it. Now you've got disincarnate souls like that are ramping up and going, yeah, she's angry about that, or yeah, she's enthused about this, or oh, she wants to do this. So it's like always like a peanut gallery of activity around us that is supporting, or well, there it's always supportive. It'll always be helping us with wherever our, if it's going to take us down, it'll help us with that. If you don't want to live, there's a million different forces in the land of polarity that we're in. It's like the yin and yang of earth life.
So when you say that these disincarnate entities are supportive, meaning they're supportive of whatever frequencies we're ourselves are running. So if I'm running, everything sucks, life is terrible, they're going to be like, cool, we're going to support that and show you more ways that life sucks and more things that are terrible. Is that what you
Yeah,
mean?
you're being matched by people in your world are going to show up that match. Well, where'd you come from out of the blue? Like you meet people and you go like, we're suspiciously on the same wavelength. Hi, same thing's happening, but you're not aware of it in the disincarnate realm, the invisible, the ghosts or whatever we call our dead loving, our ancestors, our higher beings, angels. These are real realms. They actually have gradations of frequency, and so a lot of those colors are going into the iridescences as well as the beyond our. You if you have a dream, you can dream in colors that don't exist here, of course, right? So these realms have frequency as well. So it's just the easiest way to approach life is to have a understanding of frequency. I did a little sketch earlier that's just like this, like it's just a funny little, like I don't know if you can even see it. It's a funny little drawing of like, a person, but then they have this higher self too, like it is really a cooperative effort to not just do everything by yourself, but to know that there's a higher self within us that is wants to help. Why do it all ourselves, all by ourselves, you know? It's
When you say we all have a color, is that like a static thing?
right. It changes with your thoughts and your mood. So it changes all the time. I mean, it changes according to your moods. If you're, say, you're always angry, it's red for a long time. If you're vacillating maybe between orange and light blue because your color was set at orange, but then you are able to embody other, activities, because we are these seven colors that are merging all the time to create our aura. So our aura is a combination of all of the col seven colors, which we just start with seven because we know there are more colors, but these are the basic blueprint, heavenly blueprint for the soul. So where you're like,
And so, how do we, as beginners, decipher what color we're vibrating at? Like, are there tools for the uninitiated to be able to do this ourselves?
yeah, so the book that I am working on is seven colors. It's literally seven colors. So if you open up to the red, it's about your health, your home, your career. It's like there's highs and lows in these it's simpler. I say bring in the highs and lows. That makes it complicated. But what I'm trying to say is every color and then has a tone. And you can match it to what's of interest to you right now. So, say you're interested in your career and you're trying to make money and you want to build a nicer house, or your health is primary, and how you're building your base to launch your life from. That's red. There's no wrong color, just like there's no wrong tarot card, or there's no wrong. It's all earth life, right? So, it's all like it's in the mix. And then there's the orange, which is creative, but boundaries and relationships and desire and all these things, you know you're in it. It's like you need to know where people end and you begin. That's orange. You really are gonna be like, and I want to create more beauty and see, what that looks like and how others respond to it. Everyone has an audience, unless you're a hermit. So the audience could just be one or two people. It could be like thousands of people. But we have this emanating, you could say we're all broadcasting a pirate radio station. And when two or more come together, the synergy of that then creates a stronger station where you could tune in. Like more people can tune into this dial because we're coming together to focus on it. Hocus pocus focus. And so then you got the yellow, which is your soul's purpose, stepping into your goals and your motivation. So that's your, like, it comes up from the base of the spine, below the navel, then like right under your xiphoid process here, under your heart. And that's the yellow that you have goals and you're showing up for them and you're motivated because you have a soul's purpose. You know what it is. Now, how do you find your soul's purpose? Well, that's the first three chakras, and it's mostly through a lot of hard work. The earth is loaded with hardship, but that's the good part, because once you really endure the hardship that earth guarantees you and it really offers in plenty, then you've got all the ingredients you need to create the alchemy, which is the wisdom of those experiences. So like if you really show up and you're like, I don't know what life is, but I'm glad to be alive. I'm going to give it my all. Then you've got a lot of experiences. You're like, whoa, that happened, and you add all that up and you have like an inner treasure of the yin and yang, or the contrast of the elements that you're running up against that are going to again give you a type of a wisdom of the Holy Sophia, of the Mother Mary, of the divine feminine. I don't know if that's the heart. The heart is a divine feminine. It's like, think about this. I know that, look, I love the subject of Mary Magdalene and Jesus being like peers, and that Jesus even looked up to Mary Magdalene. This is how I hear the reports through the Nag Hammadi library, Nag Hammadi, whatever, but the whole heritage of the divine feminine is somehow we are the stewards of what is good and pure and true and nice and caring and forgiving and compassionate. Like, we have to take the high road, and that's the heart. So once you do all of the hardships of the earth life, you get to inherit the alchemy that the heart offers, where you now can be like, well, let's just wait and see. You have this wise, like, knowing that you're being guided. You're not trying to do things yourself. The earth life is doing everything yourself. Great. See how far that gets you. And then when you hit the wall, which is guaranteed, because the mind has a limit. It's a 1 through 10. The 10 is, you can't get past it to understand why we're here. What's the meaning of life? So the heart understands we create meaning, and we create it out of the blue. The heart is spontaneous, and heart likes to have fun. So heart is the best creator there is. But you can't have the heart and have all this heart. There's no fun when you try to take care of everybody from your heart and, you know, like, you know what's best for people. That's not fun. So you know where you are according to how you're feeling. So if you're in your heart and you're trying to have a little bit of fun in the day, you know that you're like, you're eking into that green color, right? So then we've got the blues are like the throat and the third eye. This is the land o blue, right? So it could be sky blue for your throat. It could be dark blue. This could be purple, dark blue, purple. These vary a lot with the blue and purple tones. And this is where you're coming into full expression to sound your heart. So the heart has the meridian of the heart. It goes right from here. It's funny, interesting, the organ network of the heart meridian goes through your throat, and when you wag your tongue, utter sounds, you're exercising your heart. So this is where the expression comes in, where you speak your heart. And then that just turns all blue and like royal blue. And then you start to inherit your royal confidence and heritage, and you start looking your part, and you dress for royalty in your everyday life, as well as you have a spiritual style with your like being kind, for example, in this world is a rebellious act, right? So being nice and being all these things of the heart, if you're not, people want you to always take care of other people. That's how we're raised, right? Like, you know, just give until you can't give anymore. That's not the real wisdom of the heart. The heart wants you to enjoy your life. Enjoy your life, you know? And that's like a real reach. So when you express yourself, you're now realizing where you're at. You're like in this blue that is incorporating. See, this is just really about awareness, like becoming aware of where you're at. That's how you get to know the colors. And then you get to know, like, oh, I'm in the blue now. So, oh boy, I could really work with this color. It wants me to succeed. You know, it's like now we know that these invisible realms are with us. And so we're not just doing it on our own, which is the lower, which is the ego. The ego is always creating anxiety, never going to be enough. No, it's that voice. The orange color actually is where it goes like, this is not going to be enough. This is not good enough. Let's face it. You know, like, don't even try. You know, you did it before, whatever. It'll tell you how to procrastinate and all the reasons why you should. And it'll take you off course on purpose, because it's what this system, who knows who designed human, and we just value it for its design, and we use it rather than be a critic of it. Like, oh, who designed that kind of ego? Well, as we know, we need our ego, because people who don't have it are kind of scary. They don't. And there are people who have too much of it, or people have too. I love the people that say that they don't have any ego, and that that's the biggest ego of all. So it's like, well, wait, what is this thing called ego? Let's just investigate our design. And get to know her. So it's like having a car and driving it without knowing the engine at all. Like, you know, you don't like, do not have a clue how your car works. And that's how we roll in life. We just like, I have no clue, man. It's just doing what it does. And we got a problem with that. You know, it's like we kind of, there's a lot of effrontery, like, I am this person. Well, you don't even know who you are. How do you know you're this person? You know, like, there's this, and then you look at their color and you go, okay, well, you know, let sleeping dogs lie. You know, like, I think of going around people now as opposed to trying to understand them better. Because if they don't understand themselves, then there's no understanding, or under, over, inner standing, whatever we want to say. I love the Danny Harrison made an inner standing song that was good. You know, it's we know that that's a different way of owning our divine heritage when we are interested in having awareness of our process and not just doing things because it's on the radio. Radio, there's no radio anymore, but it's on the whatever. The internet. I have radios. I love radios. I love turning dials. But if it's frequency being broadcasted, so we're the light and the love is a stronger vibration. So it always is victorious. So the ultimate goal of this book is that you go, then you go to purple, then you go to pink up here. And then, but the goal is that infinite love and gratitude always heals everything. Like it's a total match. Like it washes out, like, no matter how fierce or horrible anything is, if you stand in infinite love, you know that it divine love always has and always will answer every human need. It just does that. But of course you have to show up for it and know that it is, you're okay. Like you have to know that you're okay and that, yeah, things are kind of gnarly, but that's Earth for you. Every era has had a significant batch of terrible atrocities. That's what Earth is. Who knows why? Well, we know somewhat why now, but these galactic satellites of love are right out there with these other military satellites. They cannot be minimized just because they're satellites from the military or from the Big Brother watching us, Big Brother, whatever. Well, that's when it first rolled out in the 40s. It's like we called it that. So like now it's not different. It's just more of the same. But so then we are well informed as be here now people that this present moment includes an awareness of how we are, what we have access to, and we're utilizing it to create more beauty. That's what you do. That's what you do. That's what we do. Create more loveliness. Now, if people around us aren't really all that hot on it, well, maybe there are other realms that are really interested in it. Like we don't know just by right now, you can't know for sure what your influences. You can't know for sure.
So many things. I've noticed a couple times you've brought up the idea of like the lower chakras and the human like doing everything by themselves. And I'm wondering if this is a crux of the book you're writing, if you're picking up on my field, because this is like what has been so up for me is hitting the wall on like, it's too hard. I can't keep doing this. This is nuts how hard the Earth game is, and I'm over it. So I'm wondering if that's like, if you're picking up on that, or if this is a generalized theme in the book of just seeing all of us trying to do it ourselves.
Oh, everybody is in varying degrees, but once we interact, we are exchanging frequencies and everything's contagious to each other, right? We're all, that's why it's important to know who you're with and choose carefully and be aware, because you are going to merge. You're merging with everything because you're connected to everything. Like this is like us, it looks solid, but it's not. So that's the whole big bamboozle initially. It's like you think what this world is it's like changing so fast. And then you have this other world that's invisible next to this one that we're now introducing to the world, together, that there are ways to choose beyond the red or the orange. Because then when you get into more awareness, that's really all it is awareness, because you're like now not feeling defeated by circumstances because you're not really in charge of them. You're just kind of going like, whoa, look at that. Okay, buckle up your seatbelt. Or like it's the hardship is just part of life. When you have more hardship, like you're explaining, I'm just gonna look. Okay, so I'll just look at your chakras for a second. Okay. So what you do is you imagine the tip of your tailbone and you connect all the way down to the center of the earth. And then let's look down, let's just see that this is what I this is my service to the world, is I offer who you came here to be. I can see it. So how I do this, this is how I do my sessions. I have you imagine the tip of your tailbone and connect to the center of the earth. And in that center of the earth, which is the heart chakra of the planet, I close my eyes and look. And you look like you're all the way down there. You don't want to step 700 miles down because it's a honeycomb earth and there's different areas don't feel as well. So it's good to you. So let's go all the way to center. The juicy inside of earth. Earth. I was instructed to pronounce earth like that in a dream. So we're in the middle of earth. Let's see who you came here to be. Okay, so now we've got you. Oh, interesting. So you know, you look like a wildebeest. You look like a buffaloes or something. You come in here with this in modern day we call it networking, but it's like with that herd mentality, not herd mentality. It's like you want to bring everything together, like let's do this together. You're let's say community oriented, but this is a wild picture. This is wild instincts. So this, your soul shows me this herd of what wildebeest, and that you come here to get that natural wild flow going again in the world of a group effort to create more wild activities. And so let's just climb up your grounding cord. Cause you know, I think this is an interesting, I never know what we're going to see. So it's kind of funny to see your soul coming here to, you know, promote togetherness, but in a wild, like untamed manner. But you can't be like tuning into like what the powers that be want you to think about while you're being wild. Like those wildebeests are like, whatever, like we're just, you know, we're running down the field and together and you make, it's a type of a current of nature, but it's using the land and using the design of your, it's a force field that you're heralding in, and that is who you came here to be. So when you don't have this, we can fast forward into what you just asked. When you're not feeling that particular gathering of momentum and joining together in this enthusiasm toward life, you're like, oh, chuck it, man. That's just because it's not who your soul came here to be. So again, you would be feeling discomfort and symptoms of like, oh, I don't, this, you know, like, ew, you know, stuck energy. So that's when we look at that, then we can bring it all the way up to the first chakra. I climb up, you just created a grounding cord when you connected to the center of the earth. And so then from there, I look and see if there's a gateway. Well, we don't go into that. There's other areas. There are these invisible maps to your energy field. I'm personally surprised more people don't interact with this realm because it's so much more interesting than talking about other like mundane stuff, which you're guaranteed, you know, did you want a cup of tea? You need to, you know, take a bath, whatever it is, the mundane. There's so much more interesting things. Wow. Well, I'm not going to look at your gateway because that gets so personal, but I'm going to just climb right up to the tip of your tailbone. Okay. So you did, you're ready. You have just filled in your first chakra I see it as light, like radiance, like it's full and it's ready. It's the platform. You did all your work now. So you're ready to launch your life in any direction you want to as a result of when the chakras are full, that's like, okay, ding, complete kind of. And we just see how the world sees you. There's something new coming in that you're supposed to do. So I'm looking at the front of your chakras, your energy field. And then the back is your audience, the worldview. And there's a shading, which means that you've got a new project up your sleeve and that you definitely have a tremendous audience that's going to appreciate it. But you're supposed to step into a new idea that you have and that, the total support is out there for you. You have a tremendous audience appreciation. It's really full. So then when we look at your second chakra, I see. So we've got you as a complete intuitive. So we've got shadings in your second chakra. So that's your orange. But here you are. You're going to find it out what you need to know. But Sometimes there's an interesting feature here where I'm looking at you would go like a deep sea pearl diver. You'd go down to get something, but it goes so low, and you know you can do it, and you can figure this out, and you can suss it out, see what's going on. But then you can't, there's danger, and you get mixed up with other people's energies. And that's where filling in with the color, when you have, when we're doing this work, that's what's valuable about it. You use an expert at first, and then you become an expert through my book. You can be a self-expert, but in the meantime, you can work with me as an expert to help you see where you need more color. So your orange, it's interesting that we're doing orange because it is so like, what have I got an orange? I haven't got any good oranges here. Well, I've just got another chakra girl, like wee, like bring on those colors and let yourself shine through the orange. The main heads up is that you are feeling other people's feelings. And okay, so when you have like other people's feelings in your space, it feels like a thorn in your paw. Like it'll feel, here's what happens in the second chakra. Other people have an idea of who you are and they project it onto you. And then you end up having it in your aura. Like, and it's not you, it's like the thorn in your paw. It's like, wait, that's what somebody else thinks I am. I'm not this person. Like, so that's when you start to feel like this shading comes in because other people are laying it on you that this is who you are. This is who we think you are. They're telling you who you are, basically. And that's what happens in life. We're told who we are. But when you start to know who you are, no one can mess with you. No one can start telling you because you're like, wait a minute, I know who I am. But you'll find as you do start to know more who you are, you'll be identifying more people trying to tell you who you are. And be like, how could you possibly? And I run into this a lot. People actually say that they know more than about me and my interpersonal relationships. They like, no, I know you're like this. You've done this before. Like, I have long relationships, like 40 years or whatever, right? And they'll be like, oh, no, that's not you. It's just like, whoa. And
Do with that when you're on the other end of someone projecting that onto you, like, how do you handle that? How do you ninja that?
The only way is to just feel like, amusement is always the high art, right? It's sort of like, but there is sort of an like a presumption or astounding bodaciousness that somebody would even, but it's just a learned mechanism or learn to tell people who they are, that that's the world we're in. Like the world tells us who we are, what we can wear, what we can say, what we can do. There's all these, and then people are good little boys and girls, and then they show up and they tell you who you are because that's what they learned, that what it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to act like that. And if you're acting like that, well then, you need to change, and then and you y who you are is not acceptable. So you need to be this person because that fits in better for my plan of what my reality is. And then you realize you got to go around those people. Now, it doesn't mean you get rid of them altogether, but sometimes. But then you just have to really use these people for what bounty they offer you. You don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I mean, if you can keep beauty and if you love somebody, you always can save a relic or a remnant of your interaction, even when they think you're somebody you're not. That's just sort of like their delusion. Like you can't change somebody's delusion. Like if they think that I'm that, and that there could be some truth in it. Everyone's a mirror. I'm not saying I'm not those things, but I'm sure not resting my hat there. I'm not like saying, okay, that's me and that's always me. It's like that's a version of me where it shows up because we're human, I guess. But when we're galactic, then we get to be more than people think we are. So the goal is to be a leader. The orange chakra is the leader. And so when you realize you're more than what other people think you are, then it's between you and your higher self. And and then you either have to take orders from the top or you ignore yourself because it's not, accepted in your community or the world's version of who you are. Other people don't like it. Makes mostly people become threatened because you're saying something that they don't know. And then the world is very like, well, you know, competitive, like, well, how does she know that? And who does she think she is? Or someone else is like, it's not a competition. It's just a embrace of again, more willingness to be expressed, because you know, as an aware being, that expression is the high art, and creativity is, and you can't create with a lot of people. That's the orange. It'll tell you, oh, there's no creative energy here. Creativity can come from within, like your higher self and myself. I'll be like, I can get creative with myself. It's very rare when I can feel creative with somebody else. It happens occasionally, like we're creating right now, because we're not in conflict with each other. We're not competing with each other. I want more of you, and I know you want more of me, you know. And I'm trying to like dig up the draw the like bring it on up, dredge it from the well, bring it up, because bring it into to the now, where we can be here now with more assuredness in a world that tells us we're not enough. It's like, for sure we know we're not enough. We know that. We got it. Thanks a lot, world. We got it, you know. Roger that. But
Don't forget the too much.
oh, right, not enough or too much. Oh, you're too much. Oh, that's too much.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, even then, that's not enough, because if you're too much, so then you're not right. That's not right. You know, it just doesn't fit in. So, but are you looking to fit in? If you're a leader, okay. So the orange is, we'll learn a little bit more about orange today. Maybe that's where the world is at too. And we're just little human samples of a big picture in the world. But like when you're a leader, you look to your left, you look to your right, and there's nobody there. So you have no reassurance of where you're going, right? Because you just have to be like, no, I know where I'm going.
Yep.
But you can't check in with other people to see if, like, is this? So it's like, okay, now you're really, really focused, because you have no references. Now, does that mean you give up? What would be the alternative? So you're looking for herd animals, okay? I mean, like, okay, that's a funny thing to have to say for your reading, but you're looking for a gathering of momentum of the wild.
Thanks so much for tuning into the first half of my conversation with Charisse Landis. As you are inspired to check out the second half of our conversation, you can find that on either my Locals or my Patreon pages, where it is available for my supporters. Those addresses are dannycats.locals.com and patreon.com/dannycats. As you are inspired to learn more about my work, be it my books, my courses, my brand new Pop Propaganda 11-module digital course for teens and grown-ups alike, you can find all of those through my website, dannycats.com. The Pop Propaganda course is designed to safeguard you and yours from propaganda, media manipulation, and groupthink. The course is designed to help us recognize propaganda as soon as it's being disseminated, such that we don't take the bait. So when we finish the course, we will be able to recognize propaganda in an instant, while at the same time safeguarding our sacred attention, our consciousness, and our critical thinking from the attempts of the social engineers to manipulate, control, and divide us. At the same time, the course is building up our self-esteem, our confidence, and our agency, making us less vulnerable to groupthink in addition to propaganda. So do check that out either at poppropaganda.com or on my website, dannycats.com. I'm also reminding you to sign up for my newsletter at dannycats.com. It is the best way to ensure that we stay in touch despite big tech's silly censorship shenanigans. All right, thanks so much for tuning in. Thank you for remembering that every word matters, that you, yes, you, are omniscopic amazingness. Have a rockin' day. And for clicking that subscribe button, for liking, for sharing, for commenting, and for leaving some kind words as a review, as you are authentically inspired. As you are receiving any value from my podcast, as you dig it, as you listen regularly, consider supporting me on Patreon and or Locals, where for as little as $5 a month, you get access to all of my second half podcast interviews, as well as oodles of bonus content. Your support really goes a long way in supporting me as a journalist and an independent content creator navigate her way through a really crunchy time in terms of free speech. And as you are wanting to learn more about my work in the world, my books, my products, my quantum languaging coaching and consulting, you can find me at dannykatz.com as well as quantumlanguaging.com. And if you're not down with a membership patronage platform and want to send me one-time donation, you can use the Bitcoin link if it actually appears on your podcast listening platform. You could also send me a one-time donation by way of PayPal at dannykatz@pm.me or by way of Venmo, where my username is Sadie Bloom. Again, your support means the world and makes a massive, massive difference when it comes to continuing to share this work with the world. Thank you for sharing your sacred attention with me. Thank you for remembering that you are omniscopic amazingness and for having a rockin' day. See you next time, superstars.